that there are more pressure than others. And then there's other areas that have been identified through planning processes. So the one community process through years, literally now, of advocacy to consider the river area. We call it the river. We roll it all up and call it the river thing. Anyone who's served on the planning commission knows what the river thing is. And that's let's look at this and see what we want to do with it. And then there's some other things that might be dropping off a little bit in terms of priority. And I don't really know where we go from this because it seems like we probably have to make a choice and decide what the direction is. Are we going to pull back and let another layer of planning? And I'm not advocating for or against. Are we going to go in that direction first and say let's pull back and let's flesh that out a little bit and see what that process might look like before we start to prioritize? Or are we going to go ahead and prioritize based on planning initiatives that have been underway, what the public has told us, what has bubbled up in the Planning Commission, and where the development pressure is? So is that sort of in some ways kind of the fundamental choice?